It's the option where we give you our picks for the week. It is the option for NFL Week 11, and there's still time if you want to play along with us. Go to our CBS Sports Pick'em League entitled The Option. Sign up today, and you can finish out the season strong. We have a tie at the top of our league. That would be D and the lovely Rita Sanchez at 99 points. In third place, you got me after my winning performance in week 10. Danny Butler is in fourth place with 90 points. And then friend of the show, Rob Adams, has 81 points. The race is getting tighter. And here we go. Thursday night, Amazon Prime. The 7-3 Washington Commanders go into Philly to take on the 7-2 Philadelphia Eagles.
Commies.
Interesting. I'm going to go with the Eagles. I think that Saquon's going to have himself a day. Sunday. No more international games. We are all stateside. The 6-3 Green Bay Packers go into Soldier Field to take on the 4-5 Chicago Bears. Yeah. The Bears are bad. They just canned their offensive coordinator. And Caleb Williams was wrong. The punter has way more yards than him. So, there's that. Yeah. Packers roll. The 2-8 Jacksonville Jaguars go into Ford Field to take on the 8-1 Detroit Lions.
Lions
roar.
Get right game.
Absolutely get right game. Especially if Mac Jones is going to play, which it looks like he is. It is a 99% win probability for the Lions on CBS Sports. So you're saying there's a chance. The 2-7 Las Vegas Raiders go into Miami to take on the 3-6 Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Yeah.
They're going to be beaten up.
They're getting there. Now, it's both bad. Both teams are bad. Let's be real here. Like, the Dolphins at least had a reason that they were bad. Their quarterback was, like, almost concussed out of the league. Like, what's the Raiders' excuse? So, another get-right game and a continuation of them for the Dolphins as they start to work their way into the periphery of a playoff race. The 4-5 Los Angeles Rams go into Foxborough to take on the 3-7 New England Patriots.
Rams!
Yeah. They're a better team than the Patriots. Well, we said that about the Bears, too, and they lost. So, I think that you're going to have a more competent performance from Stafford, from Kupp, from Nacua, from Williams. And, yeah, it's just not the Bears. Rams going to take this one. Oh, boy. We really got to talk about this one, huh? The 2-7 Cleveland Browns go into the Big Easy to take on the 3-7 New Orleans Saints.
Jeez.
Right.
Jameis Winston.
Ugh.
We'll take the Browns in this one, right?
I don't know, man. This is really bad. This is really damn bad. Oh, God. I'm going to take the Saints. Big day for Alvin Kamara. And Derek Carr doesn't get anybody killed. That's a big ask. The 7-3 Baltimore Ravens go into Pittsburgh to take on the 7-2 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers in Pittsburgh. That's why.
You're not the only one. I'm taking the Steelers too. The Ravens' pass defense is not good, even with Trey White. Russ is cooking. He's on to something right now. The 7-2 Minnesota Vikings go into Tennessee to take on Will Levis and the 2-7 Tennessee Titans.
7 sacks last weekend.
Yeesh. What the fuck?
Vikings. Throw the ball, son.
Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Oh, it's got to be the Vikings. You figure that Sam Darnold's bad luck ends at this point just because he's playing such a dog shit team. You would think like he would run into one. Like, let me just run into one for God's sake. Please. Please. The 4-6 Indianapolis Colts go... God damn it, we have to talk about them again. Go into MetLife to go to 3-7 Jets, 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 Jets. God damn it.
Hope. It's all about hope.
For who? You smoke the hopium. I'm going to go with the Colts. Yeah. Colts. Oh, God. That's... Ugh. I need to rinse my mouth out after dealing with the Jets again.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits, or red lights. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour. The 6-4 Atlanta Falcons go into the Mile High to take on the 5-5 Denver Broncos. I agree. Give me the Broncos. Give me the Broncos. That defense plays, and they'll give Kirk Cousins a run for his money. The 4-5 Seattle Seahawks go into Santa Clara to take on the 5-4. San Francisco 49ers.
49ers. The team is starting to play better.
Don't look now. They're starting to get healthy, too. So, I'm going to go with the Niners as well. The 9-0 Kansas City Chiefs go into Orchard Park to take on the 8-2 Buffalo Bills.
Taking the Chiefs.
We are at odds with this one. I'm taking the Bills. Chiefs go down this weekend. Like you said before, I think Sean McDermott's going to figure it out. And he's going to make sure that his guys eat a ton on the Chiefs. Your Sunday night special. The 4-6 Cincinnati Bengals go into SoFi to take on the 6-3 Los Angeles Chargers.
Charges.
Yeah, pretty easily. Pretty darn easily. And your Monday Night Delight is the Battle of Texas. As the 6-4 Houston Texans go into Jerry World to take on the 3-6 Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, man. Texans.
Yeah. I don't know how in good conscience you could pick the Cowboys right now. Like, they're like floundering, absolutely floundering. And Cooper Rush still gets the start. Over under 1/4 for Trey Lance.
Over.
Yeah, I think he's going to end up playing a lot too. And the one saving grace. There is a saving grace here. This game is not being played in the afternoon, so chances are they're going to be able to see the ball. Who designs a fucking stadium where you can't see the ball? What architect? Jerry, look at all these windows. It's fantastic. The sun goes in there, asshole. What damn the hell? So it's part of his home field advantage, but It looks like every other team in the league has figured out this sunlight thing, except for the Cowboys. Overrated, overstated, clown show. Teams on a bye this week, the Cardinals, the Panthers, the Giants, and the Bucks. Adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly. Time for us to run the go around. Join our Pick'em League. Go to CBS.com. Enter the option 2024. Play against us. Finish out the season strong and see how you do against the champs.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.